The next patient is Nereida Rios. The last name is R-I-O-S. First name is N like in November, E-R like in Roger, E-I, D like in Delta, A, Nereida. This is a clinical case of a 76-year-old Hispanic female that is a CKD stage 5. She has a horseshoe kidney and has nephrosclerosis that is associated to diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hyperuricemia. Period. Last time I had the opportunity to see her was just when she was released from the hospital in April because of COVID-19 pneumonia, period. Since then, the patient has developed what they call interstitial lung disease that remains. The patient is not in distress, and she comes today because she cannot sleep, and she threw up this morning. Period. As mentioned before, she is CKD5. She has lost 10 pounds. And I don't have any laboratory workup that is recent. It is difficult for me to make an assessment of the condition. The blood pressure is 88. The patient takes the blood pressure med every day, and it has been 120 over 80. She's not having or experiencing symptoms of hypotension. Period. At this point, I am going to order the laboratory workup. She will go to the Advent Health Hospital in Lake Placid tomorrow, and after I get the results, we'll make changes. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is out of control. And she's followed by the endocrinologist at the office, and she's recommended to use 30 units of Tresiba in the morning and 20 in the afternoon. However, the patient is using from 30 to 60 units only in the morning. The blood sugar is bouncing all over the place. Period. Recommendation where to follow the instructions given by the endocrinologist and make the adjustments as suggested. I discussed with the husband. I gave the information to them, a pattern to follow, and hopefully we will be able to accomplish a better blood sugar control. Evaluation will be done tomorrow with the blood work. Number three, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number four, diabetes mellitus. Following number, hypothyroidism, we are going to reevaluate this condition as well as hyperlipidemia. The patient has hyperuricemia that has been treated with the administration of Uloric. We are going to see the patient in 6 weeks in laboratory workup. We are going to evaluate the laboratory workup that is coming out in the near future. Make the necessary adjustments. Period. I have to mention that the patient has declined renal replacement therapy. Period. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory in the past and the past history. Number two, I invested in the face-to-face 18 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.